And Warwick Hadfield joins us with some sports news. Plenty of football news around, Warwick. How are you?
I'm fine.
In the AFL, and then there were six, and it pains me to say so. Richard and the West Coast through to the preliminary finals. Hawthorn, Melbourne, Collingwood and the Giants battling to join them.
And Fran,
my poor old Swannies.
Yeah, what time are we meeting at the View Hotel for our Mad Monday, Fran?
Oh, no.
Okay, so Geelong and Sydney eliminated from that original eight that started out in the finals. Both clubs with much to ponder in the short and the long term, Fran. Mad Monday, particularly at Geelong, where the record in finals is now appalling, 3 from 9. It should be followed by Torrid Tuesday in the football department. So for the Pies and the Giants and the Demons and the Hawks, it's all about the short term this weekend. And for the latter, there is a lovely twist in the narrative, as there almost always must be about this time of the year. Not that long ago, various short-sighted people tried to force Melbourne and Hawthorn into an unholy amalgamation. Just consider the colours on the jerseys. Yeah. Anyway, great passions were aroused at that time, particularly at Hawthorn and Don Scott leading the resistance. And, of course, now Hawthorn is the great club of the modern era, 4 flags in a decade. So I think those people trying to force that amalgamation have now been proved horribly wrong, Fran.
Demonic Hawks, who would have ever thought of that? In rugby league, the Dragons eliminated Brisbane yesterday, but are counting the cost today.
Well, look, the score was an embarrassing 48-18 for the Broncos, giving more grist to the mill to the Wayne Bennett story, Fran. But look, the St George Illawarra Infirmary is a forlorn place, particularly for 5'8" Gareth Widdop. He popped a shoulder, to use that technical term. And according to coach Paul McGregor, is no chance to play against South Sydney this weekend. Jack DeBellin, who has a crook ankle, and James Graham concussion, they'll be treated with lots of TLC this week in the hope of having them available. The happy news for the Dragons, apart from the big win, was that Ben Hunt, the former Bronco, much maligned recently, even by his own supporters at Cogra Oval, proved himself worthy of a game at this level, as did Tarek Sims, whose memories hitherto at the Helio Stadium in Brisbane were not happy ones. The other match this weekend is the Battle of the Class of 67, Penrith against Cronulla Sutherland, or as they're known these days, Fran, the ScoMos. And for the record, Melbourne and East are the sides through to the preliminary finals.
Okay, and just briefly, in tennis, the men's final of the US Open is underway. What's the latest?
Well, Novak Djokovic, aiming for a 14th singles Grand Slam title, has taken the first set 6-3 off Juan Martin Del Potro, and he's broken the Argentine serve early in the second, up 2-1 and serving. And also quickly, Fran, in surfing, Stephanie Gilmore beaten by Carissa Moore in the final of the pro event at the Surf Ranch. Surf Ranch, where else would that be but California, Fran?
Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.